Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 392. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
What?
Tony's a robot.
We lost Tony for a second there. He's a.
Wait, am I a robot? What
happened? You're something.
You just I did
pull my cord out accidentally.
That might be what it is.
Hold on.
And Jeff is here.
I am drinking a nice Merlot tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sophisticated this week.
I'm doing wine and cheese tonight, evidently.
So. Yeah.
We've all played a good chunk of Monster Hunter. We're going to save that for the end, though, because I think we have quite a bit to unpack with that one. But Jeff played another game that came out last week that, you know, getting some good critical buzz about it as well. He's played Celeste.
Yeah, as well as, like, from the gaming community, it seems like a lot of people picked this up or, like, super excited about it. I haven't got to play it as much as a lot of people because I've been playing mostly Monster Hunter. But what I've played of it, I like. It is a super hard 2D platformer, like Super Meat Boy, but I like it a lot more than Super Meat Boy, at least so far. I think it looks cooler. I think the soundtrack is amazing. I think it just has a cooler aesthetic to me than Super Meat Boy, and it has a cooler like moveset. It's like, it's all built around you have a ability to climb for a certain period of time, kind of like Breath of the Wild, as well as you have a dash move. And all the rooms that you go through are kind of built around that so far. I don't know if you get more moves. I'm kind of guessing that you don't. I just think that the rooms and the platforming is going to get more complex and just harder, probably. But I'm really digging it so far. Hard, but not impossible.
Am I still a robot?
No.
Okay, good.
No one what?
He's no longer a robot.
Oh, no, you're good.
Yeah.
I think you should get it. Everyone should get it.
So is it fair? Like, does it feel fair?
Yes, like, absolutely. Okay. Like, it is a little like, yeah, it is a little like, hey, we're trying to make a hard level kind of, but it's like the controls are fucking awesome. And, you know, like, this comes down to getting it right. And the cool thing is, like, it is like super fast reloading of the level. Like, almost non-existent, right? So, like, you're right back in it.
And are you're playing that on Switch, or?
Yeah, playing it on the Switch. I think it might be. No, it might be on Steam or something. Also, right?
It's on everything. It's on PS4, oh, it Xbox One.
But yeah, I'm playing on Switch. It's awesome. I don't know where it'll stack up, like if it'll be like on my top 10 list at the end of the year. It could be. I know a lot of people have played it so far, so this is going to be like their game of the year. But I'll tell you what, we will be talking about it at the end of the year when it comes to the music. Like, I think it's an awesome soundtrack. So
nice. It's one I'm definitely interested in, but also I'm not quite in the mood to have my ass kicked by a game like that right now. So. It's on my wish list for later this year, though.
It's been kind of fun for me, though, like, in between, like, Monster Hunter, when I want to take a break for it, like, to play that for 10 minutes, like, something different.
Yeah.
It's been all right that way.
Nice. You also played some Puyo Puyo.
Yeah. I think this is up, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago. I just think we forgot to ever talk about it on here. But that game is, like, really awesome. I know everyone else who, like, has played or owns the game on the show said the same thing. Like, it's really fun. It's really fun to play two players. I just play with, like, my girlfriend all the time. She's actually way better at it than me. So she like, wins 9 times out of 10. Like, once in a while, I will, like, best her. Like, at the very end, I'll somehow pull off a fucking win out of my ass. But I still really enjoy it. We basically only play Tetris, though. Like, I haven't gotten into the Puyo as much. Like, we played it here and there, but we almost always just go back to two-player Tetris.
Regular Tetris. Yeah. There's a cool mix mode, too.
Yeah, yeah, which I haven't tried yet.
Yeah, it's that can make things interesting. Puyo Puyo is actually fun, though. It's basically what, like, Mr. Bean, Sega's...
it's a fun game. It's just, that game, I used to, love that game back in the day, but, for whatever reason, I'm just, really hooked by Tetris right now, which is weird, because I've never really gotten Tetris before. So it's been fun. I don't know.
Tetris is great.
Yeah, it's really good.
I went back and played some Xenoblade Chronicles on the Wii.
Oh, God.
Mostly because I have all three of the games, and I did not like Xenoblade Chronicles when it first came out. I put some time into it, did not enjoy it. I don't know what my problem was then, because I'm liking it now. it's a pretty good JRPG. I looked up how long it's going to take to beat it, and that gave me a little bit of a pause, but all of those games are really long.
60 plus hours.
Yeah. And that's just for if I kind of mainline the game.
Yeah.
The game has so many side quests, and I did not play X. I know you played some of X, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Did that have an inordinate amount of side quests to do?
Yeah, I think so. It had an inordinate amount of everything to do.
Yeah. There are side quests all over the place here. But what it does that's really cool, because in a lot of JRPGs, it's you get a quest and then you go do the thing and then you have to go back to the quest giver. And this one, it just clears it. You get your rewards, it'll pop up on the screen. Hey, you did this, you're done.
That's nice. Yeah.
There are a couple that they're multi-step ones, so you might have to go back to the quest giver at that one, but most of them are just go kill five of these things or collect two of these things.
Yeah, you just get your reward right there, off the menu.
Done, yeah. It's really cool. But yeah, the game's pretty cool. There's a cool leveling system. Story seems pretty interesting. So I'm enjoying it. It's put about 8 hours into it now, which is more than I did the original first time. So I know Earl, our friend Earl, really likes this game. And you were right about it. It's very good JRPG. So, all right, let's talk about another JRPG. I guess it's a JRPG. It's from Japan. It's kind of a role playing game. Let's talk about Monster Hunter.
Woo! Ooh.
I've never heard of that game.
Yeah, I heard of it too. Jeff and Fozzie are big fans of it, and that's all they play anymore.
You gotta commit to the life.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that. I like it. I like playing it with you guys. I don't know how much I like it, but it is fun playing it for players. But that's a pretty big release. They shipped 5 million copies of it, I guess. I don't know how much more it's gonna sell. I was reading some analysts saying that it looks like it might be on the same trajectory as Final Fantasy 15, which...
Oh, wow. That'd be impressive.
It also shipped, both of those, sold a bunch at, right away, but then kind of, limped to get their next million in sales. Go ahead, Jeff.
I think the series has always been big outside of the United States, and I think it's just been ripe for this to happen, where it's kind of just a hit everywhere.
So this is the third Monster Hunter game I've tried, and it's the only one I've sunk as much time into as I have here, because the other ones are fucking impossible to crack if you do not sink time into it.
I think this one, it makes it easier when you play with your friends. They can drag you along if they know what's going on.
Yeah. And
you could do that in the other ones too. It's just,
I think this one does,
we're all playing.
Yeah, I think this one does a little bit better job with the, with the armor and the tech trees for the weapons. that stuff was all like super confusing in the ones I played previously.
It's a little more like streamlined in ways, like, yeah. And it does have, I think, like a decent tutorial kind of setup at the beginning, you know, where like you kind of have an idea what's going on by the end of it. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's still a lot to learn. It's still a lot of like.
I know that I have tools. I have no idea how to use them.
Like, oh, I just found
there's
out.
There's so many things I don't know.
There's a net. You have a net.
Yeah.
And you can throw that net out and catch like little creatures, and then you can bring those little creatures back to your room and like have them play there. Like, really? Yeah. So now I have like a. So I got to this new area and they have like these kind of like jellyfish type creatures. I caught one of them and it's now it's just floating around my room and I have a fish tank in my new room because I got a new room.
How do you get a new room?
You go back and actually Sean told me this, but I guess after you play enough, I don't know if you have what hunter rank you have to be. I'm 6 now, I think. But you go back and you talk to the housekeeper in your bedroom that you share with people, and he'll go, "Hey, like we can upgrade you to a new room," and then you get like a private room that has like a bed and like multiple areas for you to like put new pets and stuff.
That's cool.
So. But that also throwing that net out gives you like research points. So like they come in handy because you can pay for meals and stuff with research points. So
that's right. Yeah. See, there's so many little things like that. There's things that like I've played the game for, you know, I played the previous ones for like 100 hours. Right. And like, I just still like, there's certain aspects, like, if you don't bother to look into them, you can play the whole game without learning what that is. Like, I'm never the guy that sets the traps and shit. Like, I never really learned that, you know? Like, I know the concept of it, but I'm just usually support or whatever, you know?
Yeah, like, Fozzie keeps setting traps. Like, I have no idea how to set a trap. Like,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
I just, Fozzie goes, shoot it, and, like, I shoot it with the trank darts that he told me to buy, and the thing passes out, and...
He had me throwing trank bombs last night, and I don't know what I was doing wrong. I had it selected, and I pressed X, and it looked like I threw it, and the guy did not respond to it. So maybe I just, like, sort of missed, or I was doing something wrong. I have no idea. But,
I don't
know. I love it.
It's an interesting game. Go ahead.
Like, have you guys been playing at all, like, on your own and shit, or, like, grinding or doing anything like that?
Every time I go into grind, you yahoos invite me to play, so.
Yeah, like, I have gotten to play a little bit outside of that, but, like, I've been doing, like, some investigations.
Right.
Because you can get good money that way, but I don't know what the fucking money is good for, like outside
you
of like
do anything like upgrading stuff. Like right now, I'm buying some potions.
Yeah, you need to do basically anything.
But like you, like it's not like money is like I don't know. At least at this point, like I haven't found myself in like a bad money situation. Like I
have no, I have plenty.
Oh, I'm in a bad money situation.
Okay.
So
are you?
Yeah, so, like, I found there's a slaying investigations where you just go and you kill these, like, little fly things. You have to kill, like, 20 of them, but they're really easy to kill. And you get, like, you know, 1,500, 2,000 points, 2,000 credits per investigation. So, and you can run them, like, 5 times. And I ran like a whole set of them and it took like less than a half hour. So you can make money pretty quickly if you can like run some grindable things.
I spent a lot of like when we're not playing together, I'm doing optional quests, which are basically like shit you've already done. You know, you can go back and fight like the boss you just fought. Right.
Right.
I'm just, you know, fighting them over and over and over to get the set that I want. That's become like that's like basically what the game is for me. Like I'm fighting something over and over and over to get the set that I want. Sometimes it's with you guys, like helping you guys beat it for your first time, but it's also probably like the eighth time I've fought it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a lot of that, like when we're not playing it's, but then finally after last night, I had today off, so I like played till kind of late last night, and then probably spent like 2-3 hours today just playing, like having fun in the morning. So like I just went ahead. I like fought like a bunch of fucking new bosses in a row. So like I'm way ahead now, and working on like building a set off the latest monster I just killed. So like I'll when I go back to help you guys catch up, I should be pretty fucking good to go. You know what I mean?
Right, against the enemies that we're on.
Yeah.
Right, you should be able to destroy them pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, they can still fuck you up. It's just like you have this advantage. Like,
I think it was funny. Hard. Every time you brought up like how weak somebody was or how strong your character was, you got pummeled every single time.
Well, so, you know, it's not like you're immune to damage. It's still...
But it was like immediately, it was like you were calling it down upon yourself.
It's like, I'm good. I got this. Bam.
Yeah. But, you know, at least they weren't, like, knocking me out most of the time.
Yeah. That T-Rex thing is a bitch.
Dude, me and Fozzie were struggling with him for days, like, before, like, I think we were fighting him for, like, 2 days before you guys, or at least one day, where, like, we fought him a couple times in a row, and, like, you could tell he was almost done for. Like, he had fallen over a couple times. He had gone to sleep. When it's going to sleep, you know that's like down their last leg, you know? And then he goes kind of apeshit after that, and he's like super powerful attacks, shooting fire, and he would just somehow like stun you or something and then one-shot you, like, and we'd be dead. We'd run out of lives. It really sucks that, like, let's say you're out of lives and one person faints, the game is over. Like, they should let the other player try to finish him off if they can,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Seems unfair. Like, you did not lose that life.
Like, those should be respawns. Like,
yeah.
Like, so, like, your team has 3 respawns, and then, like, the rest of your team. But I don't know.
We should get into it. There's a lot of weird quirks with Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Some of them are not so good, I think. Like, I love the game, but, like, I will agree there's faults to it. For sure.
And for a game that is so multiplayer centric to have so many weird quirks with the multiplayer by yes. itself. Like, the biggest of which is, once everybody gets into a server together, and then picking a mission, if the person picking the mission has to be the lowest level, and then 2, that person has to have already seen any cutscenes that happen in that mission.
The cutscene thing is insane. I have no idea why you would design anything like that.
Yeah, like, I was talking to Fozzie about it. It's like, he was like, maybe it's a technical limitation. Like, they couldn't figure out how to get to work. And one, Chris made a great point. Every other game does it, so figure it out.
Just show the cutscene that you would, like... So if it's a cutscene that like involves your character, show that person the cutscene, right? Like,
yeah, whatever. Figure it out. Or like Fozzie said, he goes, "I don't care." Then don't show me the fucking cutscenes. Like, just let us go into the mission together right off the bat. Like, I don't care what you have to do to make that work and make that right, but don't lock it behind everyone having seen the goddamn cutscene first. It makes no sense. There's no. It's like a conscious decision that they made, and there's no justifiable reason for that decision. Like, I'm sorry, there's just not. It makes no sense, you know?
Yes, 0 sense at all. It's so dumb.
And that's on top of the fact that it's really kind of hard to figure out how to play multiplayer in the first place. It's like, okay, first you invite someone to a game, then you have to, like, pick a quest, and then they have to pick the quest. Like, it's already kind of weird to begin with. And then you could do like session IDs and weird shit like that. Like,
yeah, so you can like lock the sessions, right? Like, to a private session that has like a code or something. that's how it was in the beta that I, and like Fozzie and I played that way. That was insane. It was like a 12-digit or 16-digit code that you had to type in to get into that quest. That's some nonsense right there.
Yeah. So, and there's like a billion little things that are like kind of weird or off about it, but I think that like the core gameplay is actually like, I enjoy the combat and shit so much. Like, I enjoy a half hour, or not half hour, it's more like 15 minute boss fight.
Some of them take like, forever though. Like, the first time you do one, it'll take like an hour.
And by the end, the stakes feel so high that like, no matter which way it goes, like there's a sense of like, holy shit, that just happened. Like, you die, you're like, oh man. Or you beat him, and it's like, yeah, it's like a huge rush when you fucking actually beat him, you know? I don't know. And that's all the game is. It's like a constant fucking like addictive loop of fighting the next big boss, start building shit out of him, and then building that up. And so you're strong enough to beat the, like, fight the next thing. Like, I don't know. I just get hooked on that shit.
I hope we can all play through to like get to one of the Elder Dragons. Because like that, they're like, I mean, they're levels in themselves. Like,
yeah.
So, Tony, you didn't play anymore since we played last night, right?
I'm playing right now. That was my first time.
Okay. So, are you doing the? Are you doing that quest where, like, you know, it's the kind of like there's cannons and shit?
No, I'm actually just
doing some grinding. Yeah. Okay. So the next mission is like this crazy. It's almost like a, I don't even know how to explain it, because it's nothing like in the rest of the game. It's like a defensive thing where there's cannons and you know, giant crossbows, the ballistas, and so you're attacking that, and then you mount this thing, and you're like walking on it like Shadow of the Colossus style, and it has like weak points within its level, and then you fight another monster on its back.
Yes, like, when that happened, like I played that whole thing with Fozzie, and then like when that happened, I was like, dude, we are fighting a fucking boss on top of the back of another boss. Like, I was like, this is fucking awesome, dude.
But like, so evidently those Elder Dragons, like the Zagora Mammoth or whatever the hell his name is, they are like, they're monsters that you'll eventually be able to just fight, because there's an achievement for killing 50 of them. So, I don't know. It's there's some like crazy shit in there.
Like, that's what I'm wondering is like where it like goes, because like as much as me and Fozzie played the one on Wii U, we never beat it. And this one, like, yeah, it looks like you're gonna be fighting some crazy ass shit by the end of it. And I already said to Fozzie, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what happens. If this is all I'm playing just so we'll see if Thieves comes out, I am seeing the end credits on this game. Like, I need to see it this time, like where it goes.
Yeah, and I'm like, as long as we're all playing together, I think I'll continue on with it. Like, I think that like there would get a point in like if I'm playing single player where I would just be like, all right, this is fucking annoying now. Because like as you said, with some of those bosses, like you can sink like an hour into a fight with them, and then lose, and like you don't really get anything from that at all. Like, it's just like a wasted hour.
Or you could sink like an hour into one of them and win and not get the parts that you wanted.
Right, which is even worse. Again. Which might be even worse. Like,
but I think the act of it itself is fun enough. Like, the fight itself is fun enough for me that it keeps me coming back. Like, I enjoy just like the whole design of it. Like, the fact that like sometimes you have to run off and fucking sharpen your weapon, like, get back into shape. Like, it's just like
some of that they stuff. Just figured I can't something imagine, out there. Imagine doing it like when you're playing by yourself,
right? Like, that would just be nuts, right? You have to like go and find a safe spot. Like, when there's four of us playing, like the rest of us can continue on. And then, like, even if all three of you had to go at one time, like, I don't have to do that because I'm playing with the...
Well, when you're like, by yourself, when you're by yourself, you have your Palico, so...
Right.
He'll be distracted. Yes,
you're right.
And you level up your Palico and shit, and then you just, like, kind of, like, run off for a second, like, hide behind a tree or something.
While your Palico's, like, swinging at it. And
sometimes right. It can be easier by yourself, because like, they do make the bosses harder the more people there are. And sometimes by yourself, you're like, all right, all three deaths are on me, so, like, I get more chances to die. They're not, you know, scaling it up or anything. It's going to be a little bit easier, kind of. Like, I don't know. Sometimes it does feel easier by yourself. But it's always, always more fun with fucking four players, dude. Oh, like, yeah, it's just a blast to play with everybody. Like, despite all, like, the problems with this game, I think this is, like, a really great, like, just, like, great RPG, like, combat system and, like, great multiplayer despite all the hurdles you have to go through to actually play it with people. Like, once you are in and we're playing together, it's, I think, really fun.
Yeah, and I mean, there's just, like, a bunch of, like, cool, like, little ancillary things. Like, you know, you go to the canteen and, you get like, the cats to make you food.
It's hilarious every time. Even though it's, like, the same cutscene, I don't mind.
I love it.
Checks the paper cover on the turkey leg.
It puts a little, like, garnish on there. Yeah. It's acceptable.
I guess there's, like a pet pig that, like, roams the town.
The pig hates me. I don't know why.
I guess you could, like, dress him up and shit. Like, I didn't figure out how to do it yet.
Dress up the pig?
I didn't even realize, but, like, Sean has been, like, showing off all his different outfits that he got for his Poogie. Like, the first time he said it, I was like, what is Poogie? He's like, oh, you don't know about this? I was like... And I think I did see the pig once since, and he hit me. Like, he was mad at me.
Yeah, every time I talk to the pig, he, like, hits me. Like, what did I do to you?
Yeah. What are we doing wrong, Sean? Like, how do I have to get this pig to like me?
I love the Palico, like, armor sets and...
Yes. There's one that looks like he's like an Eskimo. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's the flying squirrel one. Yeah, I love that one.
I don't know. I think there's a lot to like about this game. I can totally see, like, any criticism that anyone has about it. Like, I'm like, yeah, I get it. But it's like, I just have so much fun playing it that it's like, I just deal with, like, the things I also realize are not great about it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's plenty enough content for sure. Like, and yeah, there are certainly some issues, but I think the content kind of outweighs it. Like, there's so much to do.
It just feels good when you drop one of those bosses. Like, it feels like tactile good. Like, you fucking, like, oh, you got him. Like,
yeah, and it's funny. Fozzie, like, called it out a couple nights ago when we were playing. But, like, we took down one of the monsters. And all of a sudden, like, everybody just kind of goes quiet and, like, they start hacking away.
It's like a very, like, we're very serious moment. Yeah, like
we got to get off our shit, like, off of this thing.
We're fucking, like, zombies feeding on our fucking prey. Like,
this was, like, because we're communicating and talking, like, throughout the entire thing. And then all of a sudden, like, the thing goes down.
It's a very serious moment, too, because you're, like, watching to see what parts are going to drop. Because, like, maybe you need a fang, and you're like, they're like, come on, fang, fuck, no fang, fuck, like, you know, I get really, like, you know, and then when it finally hits, I'm like, yes, finally, I'm gonna get to fucking make that set. It's all about, like, the game is all about making sets and shit to me. Like, I don't know, I just, for whatever reason, love that fucking aspect.
And there's something more fulfilling about, like, actually putting together your armor sets and
right, yeah. Like, not being able to, like, you're not finding it on the ground. You have to kill something and make it.
Yeah,
right.
It makes the character feel more like your own.
Yeah, like
you're not just playing a game. You're, like, you're having an experience and, like, designing it around you, even though you're not really.
Right, so it's all very specifically set up, but But yeah, like, so like you could have this armor set, or like right now I have like four different pieces of armor because I just went with whatever the most powerful thing I could equip.
This one's from Daraline Cavernas.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
What the hell are you listening to, Jeff?
Jeff, go get a
that
beer.
Was me. What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
I tried
coming. I'm the only one in my house awake, and the only thing I'm doing is Monster Hunter.
So. Right, it's gone now, right?
Yeah, you went to get a beer, didn't you?
Something like that, yeah.
More Merlot.
Yes.
I don't know. I was skeptical about getting this game. And I think I'm really kind of liking it. Like,
I would not like this game nearly as much if Jeff and Fozzie didn't have it.
Right. Yeah.
There's somebody like to explain stuff to me.
Yes.
If there wasn't that person, I don't think I could get through this game.
Yeah, I'm glad that, like, yes, Fozzie and Jeff definitely have played, like, a ton of this series before, and, like, we're kind of learning as we go along. But, yeah, even with all this streamlined stuff, and like, they do some things, like, really smart, because, like, I remember playing with you guys, Jeff, on the Wii U?
Yeah, and the Wii.
Like, whatever 3 was. I remember playing with you and Fozzie there, and like you were talking about having to sharpen your weapons. Like in that one, I remember you had to find the whetstones.
Yes, you're right. I would say that to Fozzie too. I'm like, I don't think it was unlimited. Like, and that's a perfect example because here it's unlimited, and I think I love it that it's unlimited here. It's like, yes,
yeah, it's just like a smarter, more friendly item that you have to sharpen your weapon, but oh, we're not going to tell you how to do it, and you have to find how you have to do it.
the whole game maintains that sense of like you have to like work with the community and like learn things with your friends and shit still, kind of, or you could like whatever read shit, whatever,
right?
But there are things that they're little things that they've done to make it a little better. Like, I think in like 3, you definitely didn't get that trail showing you where to go sometimes. So it'd just be like, sometimes you'd be wandering around a whole map for like ever just trying to find the goddamn monster. Like, you'd be wandering for like 15 minutes just looking for a monster.
I don't remember the scout flies when I played with you guys.
No, they were not in it.
So that's like a nice addition. Like, yeah. There's stuff that just like is like friendly, right? Like,
yeah, but there was something too, like the old one on the Wii where it was like you really accidentally just found the thing, like you were searching forever till you found it. Like, it made it almost more special when you found it, but like I definitely wouldn't trade that, like, for this is better, I guess, you know, like,
yeah,
okay.
If we were just like the four of us, just all right, they dump us in, we all go to a campsite, and it's like, all right, we have to go find like the Anjanath, and we're just wandering around. Like, I don't know, I don't think I would still be playing it with you guys.
Really?
Like, just because, like, I just don't have time to for the game to waste my time. Like,
right?
You need to waste a lot of time, though. Unfortunately,
it's
going to be a requirement.
But it doesn't feel like I'm wasting it, right? It's like kind of giving me enough direction that it still makes you kind of like responsible for hunting it and taking it down. But it's also not like it's not, oh, I'm going to wander around for the 50-minute time limit and maybe I find it. Like, no, if I'm like doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I can find that thing, and it's just a matter of can I take it down or not. Because I honestly, with the amount of games that we have to play, like if it was not as friendly as it is, even with its like weird quirks, I don't think I would be able to continue playing it. But right now I'm interested in seeing like what's the next monster, like what's the next big thing we're going to fight.
Yeah. And it hasn't been a crazy release schedule, at least right now, you know, like,
right. But I still have like a stack of games from last year that I never got to.
I put those on the shelf and I pretended they never happened. That's what I have like sealed, like Shadow of War or whatever, Shadow of Mordor, like shit like that, like just sealed. And it was like, I had never bought it, never happened, going on the shelf. But I'm just saying, in terms of new releases, like basically, at least for me in January, there was just Celeste and this.
Which yeah.
They did come out at the same time, but I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty wide open to like play it for a while. And I've just been trying to get into like just playing like bigger games like this that I have more, like exploring them more and not just like rushing through them.
But this definitely doesn't seem like a game we could rush through.
No, you absolutely can't. There's no way.
Speaking of big games, guys, I know we're not doing news probably, but I hear about Red Dead.
Red Dead.
Yes.
October. I always assumed it was coming out this fall. I don't know.
I did not. I was very upset by this. Like, it was supposed to come out last fall. Come on. It should have been the summer.
Probably, all right. Have you ever seen a Rockstar game come out on time?
I know, like, but it already
have you ever seen a Rockstar game come out even close to on time?
It was going to be like, this is what I was thinking. Okay, it was supposed to be last fall. They said it was coming out this spring. I figured they would announce this July or something like that. But they said October.
For them, like it's either right before E3 with the May release, or it would be a fall release.
They could do one ever. They could drop it in July. It would be the biggest game of the year. It doesn't matter. Like,
I just figured
it'd be in the middle of summer. Like they would like plant that flag. I thought that's what I thought they were gonna do.
They seem for them, it seems like their flags are May and October though, because evidently, was it GTA 4 came out like on the exact same day in October.
But I can just see them being the ones that go, look, a game can sell in the middle of summer more than any other game this year. Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
oh yeah, I'm sure. You know. Like for them, it's more, hey, what are you going to do? Because we're the biggest dog. And
yeah. They could, like
it
doesn't matter for them. They could do it, whatever. I was hoping it would be done out because I want to play it.
Really bad. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's like my most anticipated game easily.
Man, we can evidently hunt animals there too. So
yes.
All right. What the fuck is Pookie, by the way? I don't even remember.
The Pookie Pookie? He is the it's the bird type creature.
It's like a little.
Can't find him.
Pookie Pookie.
I can't remember now.
I thought he's like a little like raptor type motherfucker.
He definitely has feathers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Red Dead. It's delayed, and I don't know. This year seems like it's going to be pretty strong for co-op games. We got Monster Hunter already, Sea of Thieves Red Dead in October.
Wait, is Red Dead like campaign co-op?
I don't know if it's campaign co-op, but they'll have like that co-op like.
Yeah, they'll have a really strong co-op mode.
Yeah.
Really? I did not know that.
Red Dead.
Did they have the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blast, that was the best part of the last one.
It was the four player multiplayer, like you could go out and like. You don't remember that, Jeff?
Was it like mission based? I thought it was just like you'd fight other people.
I mean, I don't know if it was mission based, but I don't remember fighting other people either. Like it was, you just kind of like went out and did fun shit.
Yeah, just fucking around. Yeah, true. Yeah.
I mean, I feel that they'll probably have something along that line. I don't know if it'll be like.
I just got excited in my head for it. Like a co-op campaign, like yes.
Well, that would be cool. I'm not expecting that because their campaigns have always been single player only, but yeah, I think that's gonna be like in terms of like games you can play with, and a Crackdown should be co-op, right? Like 4-player co-op with that.
And I will be getting that because I got the Game Pass thing.
Yeah. I'll be getting Game Pass in March. Yeah. When that comes out, when Thieves comes out.
You guys didn't get a chance to play Sea of Thieves, right?
No.
Correct.
Well, I will speak for Fozzie here. He's a believer. So, yeah, the game's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
So one of the concerns you had was like maybe like a lack of content. You feel that there's going to be enough now?
I don't know. Like Fozzie was saying that, like, you know, and I don't know where he's getting it from, that like that's just not like that's not representative of what the whole game does. Like there's other types of missions and shit.
Okay.
So I mean, I would assume it would be more than that too, but even like you said, even if it's just that, that would be fun. Like that would just be like a fun thing to fucking do. So I'm just super excited for that game. I have like a very strong, like positive vibe off the beta. So
nice. I mean, you had said you felt Rare was back. So
yes.
Well, we'll be playing more Monster Hunter, I guess, over the next little bit.
Absolutely.
Come back, you goddamn Puke. Can't get away from me.
I kind of want to tell Don to rent it from.
Yeah, Don should get it. Yeah, he doesn't need to buy it, but he could.
Definitely, I think it would be a Don game.
Yeah, Don would get. Yeah. Don would love this game.
He would fall down the rabbit hole of this game.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, and like, it's funny, like, you know, people are, oh, they're always playing it on Xbox. Like, I have like 12 people on my friends list that are playing it. So that's a good amount of people to play with. And every time I check, like, there are full servers going, like, full games of 16, like, pages worth. So
I can't get multiplayer working on mine, like, where if I try to matchmake, it doesn't work.
But matchmaking, I haven't been able to get to work. I don't know what the issue is with that, but if I go to filter search and just hit go, like beginner or whatever, like, I'll get pages of online matches.
And you could join them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. So you've been able to, like, do, like...
I did an SOS quest today.
Holy shit. Where they helped you, or you helped someone else?
No, where I helped somebody else.
Okay. Still. Okay. All right. I'm going to have to... You go to filter, you said?
Yeah, you go to filter, and it should bring up a list of games... or you can just open yours up and
I did that once and didn't do shit. I didn't get anybody.
So I did that as well, and people like were populating in there, so
what the fuck is happening with me? I don't know. Because I did open it up once, and then when I went out to do my quest, I shot up a flare. No one came.
Well, so like because of the way multiplayer is stupid, right? Like somebody has to be going. Somebody has to go to join a quest, and then it gives you the options of respond to SOS or do like join a quest. So somebody has to actually choose respond to SOS to be able to do that.
It's just so it's convoluted
in that way. Yeah,
I hope they like listen to people and change some things, because like I guarantee everyone's bitching about the cutscene thing. Like that alone is like it hinders you from playing. Just like going, let's go play. Like,
yeah,
it's and, like, all right, have you gone and seen the cutscene yet? All right, I'll fuck around in town until whatever. Like, it sucks, dude.
And it's like I get it. Like some of those cutscenes are pretty cool, but like just. You know, if you're going to play multiplayer, you forfeit the opportunity to do the cutscene.
Yeah.
And like whatever. You can go watch it. They put it in your gallery, so you can always go and watch like that cutscene if you want.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to make it right, make it right. Like the way it is now is stupid.
Just fix it. yeah, so we'll play more of that. I feel that we should probably play some PUBG at some point.
Right.
Or else
that game's still really good.
Yeah.
Never.
And
I will just play Monster Hunter for the rest of my life until Sea of Thieves.
We could use you in PUBG, Jeff. We got really close the one day.
Yeah, we've gotten close a couple of times.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never gotten close. No matter how close I got, I've never gotten close. Because when it comes down to it, I'm not going to win a gunfight. So me getting close is just like hiding the whole time. And accidentally killing someone that walks in on me or some shit. if I'm running across a field and I see someone else, I'm dead. Like, that's it. So
I feel that, like, as we played and, like, experimented with it, we're learning more about, like, how the game works. And
it's fun to me no matter what. Even if it's just that, it's fun. But I'm just obsessed with Monster Hunter at the moment. Like, that's, like, that's all right, so I think that whole podcast, I'm thinking about, like what animals I have to kill to get what things right now.
So, Jeff, can you kill the T-Rex thing by yourself now, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I killed him a bunch, but he's, like, small potatoes now. Like, he's, right, like, right, he's nothing.
Because, like, I haven't gone back and tried to kill him myself, but I was definitely having trouble with him last night by myself before I joined up with you guys.
Yeah, no, he killed me a couple times.
Like, he's rough.
I mean, he could still probably kill me sometimes, but, like, generally, I could go back and just destroy him now.
All right. Well, we'll be playing some of that. Tony will be cheering for the Patriots on Sunday.
That's right.
I didn't even watch that shit, dude. I'm protesting by not watching.
I can't not watch the Super Bowl.
I'll probably watch it, but still.
Yeah. Come on, there's plenty of, like, cool movie trailers too, so.
Yeah, but they release everything beforehand. It's bullshit. Keep it secret until that
day. Yeah, I agree. They should do that. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. I don't know what we'll have. Maybe we'll do news next week.
Pete would like to be back on the podcast again. Yeah,
Pete would like something to talk about. We're probably going to play a lot more Monster Hunter. So I don't know how much more we're going to have to say.
Lots of Monster Hunter. We might have to do another Monster Hunter cast. In fact, we might have to make a Monster Hunter podcast spinoff.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm down for talking about Monster Hunter that much.
Yeah. I mean, it's good right now, but there's things coming out that I was actually, like, really excited for that aren't Monster Hunter.
I guarantee you there is a Monster Hunter podcast.
I guarantee there is too, but I'm not going to be on it.
you know what, Jeff? You and Sean should do a Monster Hunter podcast.
That would be quality audio right there.
You and Sean do a Monster Hunter podcast, and we will publish it on the site.
I'll see if I can talk him into it.
That would be great. All right. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.